The last time the state held a constitutional convention, Bobby Kennedy was senator. That was in 1967. The last time a constitutional convention met and voters actually ratified its result was 75 years ago. It was in 1938, at the height of the Great Depression. Now voters will have another chance in November 2017 to decide whether they want to hold another one. Constitutional Convention expert and SUNY New Paltz Dean Gerald Benjamin says if the stars align for approval, it will be largely due to one factor.
The guy who knows that is Preet Bharara.
Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney for New York Southern District, convicted former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver earlier this month on corruption charges, and he's currently prosecuting the former Senate leader Dean Skelos and his son in an ongoing trial. Benjamin believes that if voters approve the idea of holding another convention, it will be because of widespread anger over the continuous scandals.
At a time where we're very discouraged about state government, we're offered this moment to push the restart button. So we have this fundamental opportunity.
He says a recent poll found 69% of voters are open to the idea. The do-over could include issues like limiting or banning outside income for lawmakers or closing campaign finance loopholes. Benjamin spoke at a panel on the Constitutional Convention. It was organized by the State Bar Association and SUNY's Rockefeller Institute. Former Assemblyman and Senior Fellow at the Demos Foundation, Richard Brodsky, says if there is another convention, it won't be motivated by concern about legislative ethics, but instead by social issues that people care more about, like schools and pension benefits.
The conventions that went forward and proceeded were not voted by a political dynamic characterized by insanity or anger. They were characterized by a set of social concerns, largely progressive, but that was the politics of the state.
He says the state's constitution has many progressive elements already, like fairer treatment of the mentally ill and strict rules on land conservation in the Adirondacks and elsewhere. Because of that, he says, the left has potentially more to lose if a convention is held.
The move towards constitutional revision has of recent years in America been a right-wing concern.
Benjamin says he's heard fear of change expressed on both sides.
I can't tell you how many people have told me in the last 2 weeks that the Koch brothers would run the convention. The ones who didn't tell me that the Koch brothers would run the convention tell me that the labor unions would run the convention.
Other issues that could be addressed include revisiting the state's prohibition on gambling, which is now riddled with exceptions, and deciding whether to include online fantasy sports gambling. Barbara Bartoletti is with the League of Women Voters. Her group joined other progressive elements in opposing a constitutional convention the last time the vote was held 20 years ago. The League is still deliberating at this point whether to back the effort in 2017, but she says it needs to be clear that no one group would control the event and that campaign money would not be a major influence.
Our board will make a decision depending on how the process unfolds and any of the statutes that might be passed that would make this less of a insider and more of a people's convention.
If voters do approve a convention, the next step is to choose delegates, and that opens a whole new set of issues. Lawmakers are allowed to serve, and under current rules, they can double dip for salaries and pension credits. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.